Welcome to the Vagina Rehab Doctor Podcast. This is for all women, vagina CEOs, even men, and all people everywhere who want to better understand vaginal health. Y'all, I'm preaching the vagina gospel and sharing the truth worldwide. Hallelujah! I'm Dr. Janelle Howell, a pelvic floor physical therapist, and your go-to resource for all things vaginal health, pelvic floor fitness, and sexual wellness. I'm teaching you everything your mama didn't about your vagina. Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome back to the Vagina Rehab Doctor Podcast. I am going to be talking about something that we don't really talk about openly, something that you may be interested in, curious about whether you are not sexually active, having sex now, or just curious about being more fearless during sex, having more fun during sex. And so that's what we're going to talk about, how to be more freaky during sex. This is a great topic, because a lot of you struggle with feeling sexual shame. Some of you may struggle with feeling low sexual self-esteem. You don't feel really confident as a sexual being. And you may just be looking for ways to better understand how to unleash more sexual energy, how to have more fun, how to spice things up, and to really just engage in sex in a way that feels liberating, that you can really just be yourself. And so we're going to talk about that. Today, what I want to do is let you know that it's a perfect time to leave me a review. Ah, you thought I was getting to the tips that quick, didn't you? Honey, I'm taking all this time to teach you, to talk to you, and all I'm asking for is a review, okay? 5-star raving review if you enjoy this podcast. And go ahead and subscribe if you're new here and want to keep learning about vaginal fitness, sexual wellness, and your pelvic floor health, okay? So y'all, if you want to be more freaky in the bedroom, this is what I want you to do. I want you to know that your hands should never be still. Should I get more detailed about this? Listen, let me get more specific. If you are in an embracing position with another person and you're having partner sex, let's say that you're in the missionary position, I want you to really rub your hands along the back of your person. I want you to caress the back of their head. I want you to be rubbing the back of their head. I want you to be slapping their butt. I want you to be squeezing them and really caressing them, using your hands to say, I am loving this and I am into you. Even if you are not loving what you're feeling, you want to communicate with your hands that you are enjoying the intimacy, the closeness, the experience of sex. My mom is probably wondering, girl, how you know? How do you know what to do? You ain't supposed to be having sex. All right. I can use my imagination. And let's just be honest, y'all. To me, it doesn't take much talent or, you know, skill to imagine what a thriving, passionate sexual experience looks like, right? So I want to be touched. So touch me. And I can only imagine that the other person also wants to be touched. So y'all, use your hands to communicate passion, desire, love, enjoyment, slap him on the booty, rub their low back, really, you know, touch them slowly if you want to communicate more depth of feelings and not just, you know, the rush or the excitement, but you want to communicate that sentiment of love and passion, right? Rub the back of their head, their neck, okay? So that's the first thing to be more freaky in the bedroom. Use your hands. Your hands should never just be still doing nothing. Unless you're just receiving and you feel like you don't really need to do anything. But even if you are receiving pleasure, you can still use your hands, okay? The next thing that I want you to do when you are having sex to make it freakier is I want you to actually use some sexy, naughty sounds, all right? Have fun, you all. This is sex. Have fun, right? if you can make some sounds, it doesn't have to be loud, because you may be in a house where you don't feel comfortable with other people in the house hearing what's going on. So you don't have to be screaming to the top of your lungs, but you could make a little moan. Okay. You could, you know, do a little light scream, right? You could pant a little bit. Y'all want me to give you an example? You want me to give you an example? Y'all better not be judging me either, right? Mm-hmm. Because I know it's a lot of religious people. Y'all find a way to judge somebody all the time. All right, so here it is. Let me get into the zone, okay? So if something's feeling really good, you can go, right? And what's happening is, right? Those sounds, that's engaging your pelvic floor. It's engaging your diaphragm and your voice muscles. Right, you can use those higher pitch sounds. Someone just got turned on by hearing me do that. Y'all, sorry, I'm acting up today. I really am acting up today. But listen, use those sounds like right. Do all of that, and that can actually enhance your pleasure. It's not about faking. It's about engaging your voice muscles, engaging your pelvic floor, engaging your diaphragm in the experience. And what happens is that starts to engage your pelvic floor more, which can help to bring more arousal and more blood flow to your clitoris and to your vagina. So making more noise is actually better for you, not just the ego of the other person. So I need you to make some sounds, baby. Mm-hmm. Even when you're just getting started and there's not much sensitivity yet, like you're still getting into it, you're still getting wet, you can still make some noise. This does a few things. We already talked about what it does for your body, but it can let your partner know that you're there, right? That you're present, that you're appreciating what they're doing. And then, okay, this is the last thing that I'm going to share, because I'm not going to keep you here forever. If you are interested in having freaky dinky, is that a word? Freaky sex. I want you to talk dirty. Talk dirty. Say some stuff. And you don't have to be like the queen or the king or like this master of talking dirty. But you want to talk to them. You want to give them some nicknames. You want to tell them what you're feeling. You want to say, hey, right there. You want to talk back to them about the depth, right? You want to talk back to them about the speed, right? You want to even, you can even have some scenarios like role play. You can act like they're a police officer. You can act like you're in an office on a desk. You can make up those different scenarios of what would turn you on more and act it out. Use not just sounds, but use your words to communicate that you are a sexual being unapologetically. Listen, if you are having the sex, you might as well enjoy the sex. You might as well enjoy the sex. I don't care if you are 70 years old, you can still moan. You can still make those freaky sounds. You can still talk dirty and you can still use your hands. Baby, we are having the sex that we envision. This is what I do. I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist who specializes in sexual pain and vaginismus. I also work with the other things. So myself and Dr. Tina Mappa, we both work with pelvic floor muscle dysfunction of all kinds. But our wheelhouse is sexual dysfunction. So I do not endorse shame of any kind. I'm going to talk about it liberatingly. I'm going to talk about it in a freeing way, because most of the people that seek me out are struggling with shame, struggling with pain, struggling with restriction. They don't feel like they can let go. They don't feel like they can be free. They don't feel like they can have the sex that they truly desire with their partner. And so it's my job to talk about these things in a shame-free and open and educating way. I wish you nothing but the freakiest sex you can ever imagine. Remember to subscribe, to leave me a 5-star raving review. And if you are ready and tired of trying to fix yourself, cure yourself from pelvic floor muscle dysfunction, like vaginismus and sexual pain, and you're ready to tap into sexual confidence, sexual freedom, and sexual pleasure, work with us. We are pelvic floor physical therapists that can work with you one-on-one or on a group coaching basis. So check out the links in my bio if you're interested in one-on-one remote coaching. No matter where you are, we can work with you. Or if you're interested in group coaching for vaginismus, there's a link in bio for you. Y'all, thanks for listening. I'll check y'all again next Monday. Tune in next Monday again for another episode of the Vagina Rehab Doctor podcast.